Welcome to another Medical Monday right here on eRadio with ophthalmologist Dr. Dylan Joseph. It's Ian with you and joined by Dr. Joseph today talking about lens surgery after cataract surgery. Oh no!
After laser.
Oh, it's the wrong way around. Okay, you know what?
Lens surgery after laser.
I said to you just off air. It's been a long year, so that's why. Cool. Well, Dr. Joseph, are you well, Dr. Joseph? How's it going your side?
Good. Thanks. I'm looking forward to a little break in December and. But certainly lots of lens surgery happening and seeing more and more patients now that have had laser vision correction surgery. So it's a hot topic, and people are not sure whether they can actually have surgery done or what their options are.
So that's why I'm going to ask you now, Dr. Joseph, can I have cataract surgery if I had previous laser vision correction?
Not only just laser vision correction, but there were a number of other refractive procedures that were done, for example, for short-sightedness called radial keratotomy. There was a thermal keratoplasty as well, which is an outdated procedure. But essentially, yes, if you've had previous LASIK, if you've had previous PRK or photorefractive keratectomy, previous RK, anything that's changed the cornea, in order to help you see better or take care of your spectacles or contact lenses, yes, you can have lens replacement surgery in either the form of a customized lens replacement, so you don't need to have a cataract if your vision changes again, or yes, you can have cataract surgery. So end of the day, we're doing the same procedure. We're removing the human lens, implanting a new lens to give you better quality vision. So the short answer to it is yes, you can have surgery after having, you can have lens replacement surgery after having had previous laser vision correction surgery.
Okay, and Dr. Joseph, does it matter what type of laser I have had?
Yeah, so essentially there's three formats of laser correction, one for short-sightedness, one for far-sightedness, and one for astigmatism, or actually a combination of either short-sightedness and astigmatism or far-sightedness and astigmatism. And that changes the profile of the cornea, so the shape of the cornea and the way in which light travels through the cornea. So we then have a look at the dynamics of the light traveling through the cornea, and we decide what sort of lens technology is going to be best suited for you. But very interestingly, laser by default actually creates some what we call depth of field. So we often find that patients, even using standard lenses with when we replace their lenses, that they have some pretty good depth of field or depth of focus, meaning that targeting distance vision with a standard, what we call monofocal for distance vision, they're even getting some usable intermediate and sometimes near vision because of the profile of the laser that was done all those years ago. But certainly we can look at other technologies, increased range of field lenses and certain trifocal technologies. We don't use trifocal technologies in previous far-sighted laser corrections because the optics don't really work really nicely. But we've got to be very careful about, looking at the size of the zones that were lasered, making sure that they were well centered. And that's our job as refractive surgeons, to have a look at your cornea, make sure that the optics are good and that the lens technology that we're going to be using for you is going to give you what you want out of your vision, whether it's distance and desktop, or distance, desktop, and reading. So many ways to skin a cat, Ian, as you said before, but certainly laser is not a contraindication to using premium lens technologies when looking for spectacle and contact lens independence.
And in terms of lens choice, does it influence that specifically?
So we tend to, with the far-sighted laser vision correction ablation, stay away from the premium trifocal lenses. Those lenses have got rings in them, diffractive rings, and when you change the corneal shape in a certain way, when you put those two together, the optical quality is often just not good enough. So it's very important that we can see what type of laser correction you've had. But if you're a previous short-sighted person or have got astigmatism that was lasered out and you've got a nicely centered laser ablation zone and the optics of your cornea are good, and you're looking for broader spectacle independence, there's definitely options that we can show you to give you that freedom. So to a certain extent, yes, we are sometimes limited by the lens options that we've got, but it doesn't mean that we can't still give you spectacle independence. There are certainly options.
Okay, and what part becomes more complex regarding the process?
So the surgery stays the same. Absolutely yeah. No difference in terms of surgery. It's the workup of the surgery. Now, when you do laser vision correction, you actually change the front curvature of the eye relative to the back curvature of the cornea. So the front curvature of the cornea relative to the back curvature of the cornea. And that's a ratio which is very important and goes into a complex formula when working up the power of a lens. Now, when you change that ratio, you change the dynamic, and now you've got to suddenly use different formulae to try and make sure that the power of the lens that you're using is correct. So as opposed to, 92-94% of my patients who have got virgin corneas, meaning that they've never had laser vision correction on them, 92-94% are going to be bang on target after the surgery and satisfied with their vision quality for the distance corrected. Suddenly that percentage drops into the 80s because of the change in the dynamic. With the modern formulae, I'd say it's probably still pretty close to 90, but we've got to make our patients aware that if they are off target after surgery, it's because of the previous laser vision correction. But once again, that's not the end of the world, because if they've got enough corneal tissue and healthy tissue, we can go and repeat a laser vision correction procedure to fine-tune their vision. Worst case scenario, we can swap the lens out if it's way off target, or we can even go and piggyback another lens on top of the existing lens to fine-tune your vision. So it's all about the counseling process and understanding what your implications are, having had previous laser vision correction surgery. And that's really the trickiest part of it is making sure that we hit target and work out our formulae as accurately as possible. But that's all the mathematics. That's all science.
Yeah. Okay. And then one more question for today's Medical Monday. Can I still achieve results similar to what I got with a laser?
Absolutely. I mean, if you had a good laser ablation and the laser zones were well centered and your what we call optical zone was nice and large and you were seeing well with laser, then there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to achieve that same setup with lens technology. It's where you've had issues and small optical zones, you've got very large pupils or you've got some decentered laser zone. That we need to fix that first, and we can do today with modern lasers, with topography-guided lasers, to enlarge those zones through which you see, to recenter a slightly decentered ablation before we tackle your surgery, your lens surgery. And then certainly we've got options. It's all about what is the overall quality of your vision going to be once we've put that lens in. And we can either improve on that before or after the time. Absolutely. And you can achieve the same level of vision and sometimes even better levels of vision because of the lens technologies and what we're able to do with the lasers now than what you had 20 or 30 years ago with your primary LASIK surgery.
Excellent. Dr. Joseph, as always, thank you for sharing your knowledge and for your time. The last thing I need from you is where I can find you.
We're based in Leisner at the Advanced Health Surgical Center Vision for Life Clinic. And our local landline number is 044-150-0085. Mariska can book your advanced eye assessments and answer your questions. Our website is www.drdylanjoseph.com, drdylanjoseph.com. And we've got a number of social media platforms, including Instagram, Facebook, and a YouTube channel where we post all of these great podcasts, and we do a lot of good video content and answer questions like these in video format too. So that's all posted up there. So please go ahead and like us and follow us. And if you've got any questions, let us know.
Thank you, Dr. Joseph. Your next time we chat, it will be December. Can you believe this? Hey,
can you believe it?
It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
Man. It's crazy.
No, it's going too fast, yeah.
It is. Well, thank you so much as always. And until next time.
Big pleasure, Jan. You take care. Have a great week.